this health report brought to you by Dr. Bernstein Diet and Health Clinics. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there could be tens of thousands of unreported Ebola cases in Liberia and Sierra Leone. CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden has announced new numbers today. ABC News Chief Health and Medical Editor Dr. Richard Besser has more.
The CDC has issued a model to try and look at the trajectory of the Ebola outbreak taking place in West Africa. And there are a couple takeaways. One is that without increased intervention, without increased services, they predict that by the end of January, as many as 550,000 people may have become infected with Ebola. And if they factor in underreporting, the actual number may be as many as 1.4 million people.
However, the CDC estimates that if 70% of people with Ebola are properly cared for in medical facilities, the epidemic could begin to decrease and eventually end. Several countries and organizations have pledged to provide more support for these Ebola-affected countries. U.S. President Barack Obama speaking to world leaders at the UN Climate Summit in New York today. He says no country would get a pass in the fight against global warming. Obama's calling on developing nations to work at finding solutions to reduce global warming and carbon pollution.
Yes, this is hard, but there should be no question that the United States of America is stepping up to the plate. We recognize our role in creating this problem. We embrace our responsibility to combat it.
The U.S. is the second largest polluter in the world, right behind China. Prime Minister Harper not attending the summit. It's designed to lay the groundwork for a new global treaty to tackle climate change by December of next year. And how long did you wait for your last medical visit? Chances are much longer than you should have. According to a new Nanos poll, 8 out of 10 Canadians say the government needs to take a larger role in reducing wait times. The poll also shows around 90% of Canadians want equal health care access, regardless of where they live.